Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Friday edition, a special edition of Front Porch Conversation on Justice. We're happy to have with us this two very delightful young ladies, Tamia Lawton and Maddie Lawton. Good evening, Tamia and Maddie. How are you?
Good.
We are good.
Great, great. These are two dynamic young ladies from Virginia Beach, and they just so happen to be my granddaughter, so this is going to be a special time that we're going to enjoy together. So we're going to ask Tamia to start it off and tell us about Tamia Lawton.
Yes.
So tell us about yourself, Tamia.
Well, I'm 10 years old. I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I have a sister named Madison. He's here today. I always wanted a dog. I had one when I was younger, but he died. And I've always wanted a little dog, but I never got one.
Okay.
Sad.
All right. Okay. And Maddie, how are you?
I'm good. So my name is Madison Elise Lawton. I am 9 years old. Tamia is my sister. My mother, her name is Toya Devon Lawton, and I like pizza a lot.
You like pizza? Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that. So what did you have for dinner today?
Pizza.
Oh, okay. All right. So since you like it, that's what you have. So that's a wonderful thing to happen. So we're going to talk about a few subjects here in the 12 minutes that we have left for this show, because we're going to do a very abbreviated show tonight, and then following this show, we're going to have a monthly show called Tamia and Madison Kids Power Hour. So you folks will be able to listen to that once a month as they broadcast, and they'll be talking to their friends, and we'll be just having a good time also. So one of the things they wanted to talk about tonight, and Maddie, I think Tamia suggested this, things we want to do and can't do. Wow, that's a powerful topic. That would be interesting to hear. So, Tamia, tell us about the things you want to do but you can't do.
Well, there's one thing I can't do, which is drive a car.
Okay.
Illegal. I've always wanted to drive a car because it seems so cool. You get to just, like, wear glasses. Put sunglasses on, put your arm in the window, and you just drive.
Wow.
It looks so awesome.
Seems like a free spirit, huh?
Yeah. And you're just chilling.
Just chilling. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, have you pretended to do that? Have you got in your mother's car and just sat there and pretended you were doing it?
Yeah, sometimes when I was younger.
Okay.
Didn't last long.
All right, okay. What about you, Maddie? What things you want to do and you can't do?
Well, I've always wanted to go on a hoverboard, like ride one. But I'm not allowed to because it's so dangerous, obviously.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to drive, like Tamia said, because it seems so interesting, but I want to drive a golf cart.
A golf club?
A golf cart.
You want to learn how to, a golf cart, okay. Do you want to learn how to play golf too?
No.
Oh, You just want a golf cart, okay?
Yeah.
So that'll be the next best thing to driving a car, I assume. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that is all that I want to do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So field hockey. Both of you girls are involved in field hockey. So we'll start off with Maddie this time. Maddie, what position do you play, and how do you enjoy field hockey, and how long you've been playing it?
I'm a goalie, and I like playing that position because it's just really fun and I'm really safe because I have a whole bunch of pads on. I've been playing for almost 1 year.
Okay. How did you get started in it?
Well, I just said one day at one of Tamia's practices that if I were to play a position in field hockey, I would choose to be a goalie. And then my mother told the head coach, I guess, that I wanted to play a goalie. And then I got to try the gear on and play in the gear, and I really liked it, so I got to play indoor, and that was fun. And I played outdoor.
Okay. What about you, Tamia?
Well, I've been playing for 4 years, and my position is left mid. I like it because it's like really fun and different from other sports. You get to wear other stuff, not just put some shorts and pants on and just start in a sweatband on and start playing. And yeah, it's really fun to play.
So what is the one thing that you remember most about playing? What happened this summer when you were playing that really stuck out in your mind?
Well, when me and my teammate Ellis, she was dribbling down the side and I was on post. She went up to stroke, and as soon as she passed it to me, I just tapped it in, and it was like a slow drill. It was really awesome.
Okay. Wow. That's wonderful. So Maddie, what was your greatest moment while you were playing the goal position, the goalie position?
Let me think. Oh yeah, my greatest moment was in a tournament when I kicked the ball really far. And one of our teammates got the ball, and then they went up the side, and they almost scored a goal, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's good. I mean, so you play a lot of this. Have you been learning a lot? And what does it do to help you in your daily life?
I'm not really sure, but I do learn a lot from playing it. But now I just need to talk more while playing.
Okay. And what would that do?
Well, I could tell my teammates, like, not to do something or, like, where to pass to and all that, like, other stuff that can help.
Okay. What about you, Tamia?
Well, it helps in my daily life because field hockey, you have to be – it's really quick. It's a really quick sport, so you have to run a lot. And in daily life, sometimes you have to run a lot.
And make a lot of decisions, so it helps you with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what have you girls been doing for fun this summer? What things have you done with your mother and with others that you really enjoy doing?
Well, we're going to Florida next week on Wednesday. So that will be really fun.
Okay.
And they have a surprise for us. And another thing that we did fun was we went to Water Country.
Okay.
That was really fun.
All right. That was good. What about you, Maddie?
We went to some camps and, like, we went to a drama camp.
Mm-hmm.
We also went to a Ninja Warrior camp. And most of the day, we stay at home because Mommy works at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that ought to be fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you keep her working, or do you make her play with you?
She does work.
Okay. All right. I don't want you to tell on her because, I may have to say something to her, but we'll let that happen, let that go. So school is going to start soon. So what are you looking forward to, Maddie, about going back to school?
I'm looking forward to knowing who my teacher is because I really want to know who my teacher is.
Okay. What about your classmates?
Well, I'm fine with that. But there's this one teacher in every yearbook, they never have a teacher. So you never know what they look like.
Okay. The mystery teacher. What about you, Tamia?
Well, I'm looking forward to, like, knowing who my teachers are going to be. Because this year I'm going to have two, because I'm going in fifth grade. And I'm also looking forward to making new friends and seeing my old friends.
Okay. Well, let me ask both of you a question. If you were able to get one wish, what would you wish for and why? What would you wish for and why? Maddie?
I would wish for a dog because I want something to play with other than me because she never wants to play with me. Not much.
Okay. What about you, Tamia?
My wish would be to live beside water country because then I could every summer or almost every day, I could just go over there.
Okay. Well, a little birdie told me that you guys are going to be on a news crew at school. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm really excited because we go back to school sometime in August.
Mm-hmm.
I think next week or the week after that.
Right.
I don't think the week after that, no. And we get to do some other jobs, like, instead of just being on the camera, we get to do other jobs like tech stuff and with the camera.
Wow. That's good. How'd you guys get that?
We have to sign an application.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you something. It's been a joy talking to you guys this evening. Is there one thing you want me or you want folks to know about you that you haven't said, Tamia?
That I'm awesomer than Madison, and I like school.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and what I want to say is that I am actually awesomer than Tamia, and I can't wait to go back to school because I just want to go back to school.
That's great. Well, it's been fun talking to Tamia and Maddie today. We look forward to another show with them later on, and just stay tuned for the Tamia and Maddie Power Hour that will come about every month as they bring on friends and other people to talk to and to interview them. And we're just going to have a good time with this, and we're going to hear from them and not so much of them hearing from us. Have a great day.
Thank you.